Let your body and mind just relax into that silence, invoking an inner friend or an attitude of non-judgmental caring, a positive attitude without the negatives, and caring, loving attitude toward yourself, toward your body, toward your mind and your sense organs, an appreciation for the world. Just that sense of gratitude that allows your mind to relax. And feel your body relaxing in the presence of that accepting attitude. When you feel appreciation and gratitude toward your body and all that it does for you, you can feel the body appreciating your appreciation. And let the thoughts in your mind relax also in that same attitude, an attitude of care and appreciation, non-judgmental, interested in the mind as it is. And let the mind be free to wander and be just exactly as it is, giving it a few minutes of time out, a positive sense. Time out just to be, to rest, and to be as it wants to be. As you continue to relax even more deeply, feeling the muscles of your body let go a little bit more, and letting the mind spread out a little bit more, no one gripping it, just simply allowing it to relax into space. Just appreciate your own presence Just notice the silence of your being. Your mind may be thinking or feeling or imagining. You may have physical impressions from the body and hearing noises from the outside. That doesn't disturb your own presence. So allowing all of those things to be as they are, just notice your own nature, the me, yourself. This, the natural, silent abiding. The natural wholeness of your own presence. The wholeness of being itself. The simple, unassuming ananda of being. The thoughts in the mind, the changing emotions, the physical sensations, don't disturb that natural wholeness, well-being, ananda, that is natural to yourself. Say anandoham, I am ananda, I am fullness. Those words are simply describing my own presence. They're not asking you to have an experience of an ananda born of a thought, of a vritti. I say anandoham, I am whole, I am full. I need to see why a word like that would be used to label my being. Why would I describe my awareful presence as ananda? Could anything make my presence, my being, more full, more complete? Can it be improved upon? these questions are somehow irrelevant in reference to me, my own presence. The mind, whatever it is doing or thinking or feeling. Can relax in that presence. In fact, that presence is what is invoked when we invoke the inner friend. This presence of your being is so accepting, non-judgmental, always there, exactly the same. Mm-hmm.